With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran and the United States holding talks in Amman, at least over Tehran's nuclear program. Those negotiations follow a chaotic week that initially saw plans for regional countries to take part in talks in Turkey. U.S. and Russian talks in Abu Dhabi on the way.
The agreement emerged from a meeting between senior Russian and American military officials in the capital of the United Arab Emirates, according to the U.S. military in Europe. High-level military communication was suspended in 2021 as relations between Moscow and Washington became increasingly strained ahead of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Meanwhile, talks in Abu Dhabi between American, Russian and Ukrainian officials on ending the war entered a second day. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump delivering an unusual speech at the 74th annual National Prayer Breakfast. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president spoke at the annual gathering of political and religious leaders.
You know, I've done more for religion than any other president.
During his speech, Donald Trump questioned how a person of faith can be a Democrat. He cursed several times and called one Republican lawmaker a moron. He concluded by listing his administration's religion-related accomplishments and discussing the importance of prayer.
Quite simply, prayer is America's superpower.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
When the Winter Games be kicking off Friday, it won't just be the athletes who will be tested. It's a new era for the entire Olympic movement spread out over a vast area of northern Italy. These are the first games to truly embrace the IOC's reform plan. The Olympic footprint this time around covers an area of 10,000 square miles. This is SRN News. A leading medical organization takes a stand against transgenderism. Here's Michael Harrington.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons has released new guidelines urging doctors not to perform sex change operations on children. The ASPS is the largest medical group in the country to reject transgender surgeries, and it's a bold step. Plastic surgeons are the doctors most likely to perform the procedures, and it makes them a lot of money. The American Medical Association has responded to the ASPS statement by taking a neutral stance. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo is the last judgment undergoing the first major restoration in three decades. The imposing fresco of heaven and hell dominates the Sistine Chapel, which will remain open to visitors during that three-month cleaning process. The Vatican Museums say the scaffolding, though, will partially obstruct the view. This is SRN News. Some major changes on the way to Pizza Hut. Here's Bill Alexander with that story.
Plans are to close 250 U.S. restaurants in the first half of this year as its parent company considers a sale of the chain. Yum! Brand said it's targeting underperforming Pizza Hut restaurants in its system. Pizza Hut has more than 6,000 locations in the United States. The chain has struggled with outdated stores and growing competition.
Sharp drops hitting Wall Street as technology stocks sank and Bitcoin plunged again to roughly half of its record price it set just a few months ago. S&P 500 fell 84 points. That was loss number six in the last 7 days since it hit an all-time high. Dow Jones Industrials dropped 592 points on the day, and the NASDAQ Composite sank 363. More details at srnnews.com.